With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice is predicting the GOP will win a major victory in November. Bob Agnew reports from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Governor Justice began his speech at the RNC by telling delegates Donald Trump is not only smart, but loves America and its people. And he predicts Trump will lead the party to victory on November 5th.
We'll retain the House, the majority in the House. We're going to flip the United States Senate.
Governor Justice is expected to do his part. He's considered a shoo-in to flip the seat of retiring West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and help the Republicans in their battle to reclaim the Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
The widow of the man who was killed at former President Trump's rally last weekend says she has spoken to the former president. Corey Comparator's wife, Helen, said President Trump was very kind and said he would continue to call her in the days and weeks ahead. The victim's sister said that she held media outlets very much responsible for her brother's death because of the way they depicted Mr. Trump and his supporters. She said, quote, "This was a 20-year-old boy on a roof. He didn't come back here from Vietnam. He didn't see all of these terrible things. He just knows what he's been hearing, what the media has portrayed this man to be, and it's very unfair," end quote. Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican J.D. Vance have had their first chat since the Ohio senator became the GOP vice presidential nominee. But the two sides are still working on terms for participating in a debate. Disney's investigating the death of a data breach after hackers posted internal communications online. This is SRN News. Well, guess who the U.S. Army thinks is a terrorist?
Maybe you. At a recent Army anti-terrorism training session held at Fort Liberty, North Carolina, soldiers were told what terrorist organizations to look for, and they include pro-life groups. Self-described military watchdog Sam Shoemate posted one of the instructor's slides on his X account, and it lists the National Right to Life and Operation Rescue, and warned soldiers to be on the lookout for Choose Life license plates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Washington state judge says Attorney General Bob Ferguson is not entitled to enforce a subpoena seeking decades of records from the Seattle Archdiocese. Ferguson says his office needs the records to learn whether the Catholic Church used charitable trust funds to cover up sexual abuse by priests. The court found that under the state's law governing charitable trust, Ferguson does not have the authority to enforce the subpoena. This is SRN News. Retail sales were unchanged from May to June. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more on the story.
The Commerce Department says retail sales were flat in June compared to the month before. That's after being revised upward 0.3% in May. Excluding gas prices and auto sales, retail sales rose 0.8%. Online sales were up just under 2%, while business at restaurants rose 0.3%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Monday that the Federal Reserve is becoming more convinced that inflation is heading back to its 2% target. He added that the Fed would cut rates before the pace of price increases actually reached that point. I'm Shelley Adler.
San Diego County notifying people about a tuberculosis exposure at a nursing home in Santee. The county says residents, employees, contractors, and visitors were potentially exposed between December 13th and July 8th. More at SRNnews.com.